Welcome to the first audio file to be put on the Club Hombre site. Welcome, and I hope this is the start of something big on this site. It'd be fun to have other people contribute in the future. This first file is going to be about preventing muggings. This is an important subject to myself because I was mugged a few months ago. And it made me realize how very, very easy it is to be mugged in Tijuana. I have been going down close to 30 years and never had a problem. Then all of a sudden, bam, I was hit. I was grabbed from behind. A chokehold was put on, and in less than 5 seconds, I was unconscious. I do know that it was a gang of guys. I was grabbed from behind, and then four other guys came out and grabbed my arms and legs, and it was all over. That experience has taught me that it can happen to anybody. I don't think it matters how big and tough you are. If they identify you as a victim, they're going to get you, and there's not much you can do about it. The best way to prevent muggings would be prevention, avoidance. In other words, the best way is to take a cab in and out of La Zona or go with a group of guys. If you go by yourself, then I suggest you walk in the streets. That way you can see if anyone is approaching you from behind, and you can see very easily what's going on. There's a very little chance of someone jumping out from a doorway or alley grabbing you. And be very, very careful when walking in the streets. It could probably be more dangerous in the streets than the chance of being mugged, because some crazy things happen out there, so watch for the traffic very carefully. Now, the muggers will take absolutely everything: your glasses, jewelry, change, car keys. Everything that's on you will disappear. So you should think about that before you go to TJ. What would happen if you lost your car keys? How would you get home? Well, you should have an extra key hidden on your car in a magnetic box. And you can lose your keys in other ways besides being mugged. What about your wedding ring, your glasses, all those things you should not be taking with you if you don't want to lose them? I wear an extra old pair of glasses, for instance. Also, I think it's a good idea to hide your identification and extra money. You can do that with a waist belt, a cash belt, or a leg wallet. Or what I do is I use a credit card holder and put my license and extra money down inside my sock, inside my shoe. Now, I also suggest that you have a decoy wallet. I have a wallet that has only money in it, and it's money for drinks and tips. That way, if the muggers get you, they get your wallet, they think they have everything, and they run off. If they don't find a wallet, they may look further, and that's what you don't want them to do. So that pretty much covers my suggestions for preventing muggings. It's important that you realize that Tijuana is a very big city, and like any big city, there are bad people and bad areas, so you have to be careful. Okay, thanks for listening. Have fun in TJ, and be careful.